Wednesday, August the 4th on the Zone Daily Podcast, and now we've got pads popping in Nashville and camp starting in Knoxville. All Tennessee Vols discussion today as Lucas Panzeca and I sit down for the Ultimate Tennessee Podcast to discuss some major takeaways from what Josh Heupel and his assistants and his quarterback told the media yesterday. Something in particular that defensive coordinator Tim Banks said stood out to me and Lucas. That's the discussion on today's show.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
Another day of Titans training camp in the books. Day one today of Tennessee Volunteers camp. Fall practice getting started. Josh Heupel in year number one with high expectations for his offense and lots of question marks on his defense. There's a philosophy Tennessee needs to have defensively, and it stems back from watching Monday Night Football a couple of years ago between the Rams and the Chiefs. Now, I couldn't tell you who won this game. I couldn't even tell you the final score. But what I can tell you is that it was one of the best football games I've ever watched. Patrick Mahomes was throwing darts. That was as he was beginning to really cement himself as the best quarterback in the NFL. Jared Goff and the Rams under Sean McVay in the season they went to the Super Bowl were fantastic in the L.A. Coliseum, wearing the old L.A. Rams blue and gold jerseys. It was a fun game to watch because both offenses went back and forth, but the defenses made some huge plays as well. The defenses could have walked away from that game feeling pretty bad. They gave up scores in the 50s, but some defensive touchdowns, forced fumbles, lots of turnovers. That's what made this game so thrilling. It wasn't just the offense. It was big plays by the defense. Fast forward to 2021 and what Josh Heupel has to build at the University of Tennessee with first-year defensive coordinator Tim Banks. This version of the Tennessee Volunteers needs to be that kind of defense. Yeah, sometimes they're going to give up 50 points. Sometimes they're going to give up 50 points to teams that really aren't that good. But this needs to be a simple, see-ball, hit-ball, aggressive, blitzing, positive turnover differential defense in year one for Josh Heupel. And I discussed that with Lucas Panzeca. Here's an excerpt of the newest Ultimate Tennessee podcast available now on the Zone Podcast Network.
I want us to play offense on defense. That might have been my biggest takeaway of this whole thing, because we've talked so much, Will, about how this Tennessee defense is going to have to kind of mirror the offense in being aggressive. It cannot be a bend, don't break, kind of force long drives type of defense. It's going to have to be a go for it, force turnovers, create havoc type of defense to make up for deficiencies and depth issues that this unit is going to have. It just is, especially if injuries start to come through, and that's inevitable at some point. So I like that from Tim Banks, playing offense on defense, because it kind of echoes what we've been saying all offseason of what this defense has to do to make up for some of those problems. Like when you look at the Titans last year, one of the worst defenses in the league, but the best turnover margin in the NFL. You could argue that's the reason they got to the playoffs, because there were certain games where the defense was abysmal, but turnovers in the end, that aggressive style won them the game. I think that's going to have to go similarly for Tennessee this year. And I'm glad Tim Banks agrees.
Well, I just remember thinking that, like, this is the way football is played in the NFL now, and everything trickles down from the NFL to college football. I mean, Nick Saban said it himself this past offseason, that those of you who think that elite defenses are just going to come back in college football, it's not. Not the way the game is currently played, not the way the rules are currently made for offenses and how quickly they can snap the ball and how defenses are able to substitute with or without a huddle, and how those two things change as the offense subs and then the defense can sub and you have, you know, a little bit more time. Tennessee has to start adjusting defensively to the way football is being played now. There's so much talk about offenses. Oh, it's this new age offense that they're going to change and adapt to what everybody's doing in offense. I don't think the defensive side of that conversation gets as much play as it really should, because NFL teams now are not trying to bend but don't break. They're trying to go sack the quarterback and pick the football off about four or five times a game. I mean, this is something I remember watching, that Rams and Chiefs Monday Night Football game. That was what, like 50 to 45, something like that. That was just incredible to watch in LA Coliseum. And thinking like these guys, they're just scoring defensive touchdowns or turning the ball over, or they're giving up a huge touchdown. I can live with that if I'm Tennessee this year. I would rather see this defense sell out and blitz eight on a second or third down and give up a long bomb every now and then give up a 4 or 5 minute drive, have a team score on you, and then your offense quickly goes three and out, and then you got to go do it again. Like, that snowball is going to get so, so tough to stop. And that, Lucas, is when you get injuries. And that's when guys are playing too much and are having to exert more energy and more effort in order to just not be very good. It's really interesting. I hope Tennessee embraces that, because the previous staff did not do a very good job of being see ball, hit ball, and just, hey, we've got a very simple mindset. This is who you got. Go hit him. And I worry about that a little bit, because Tim Banks and the defensive staff is not even saying what their base defense is going to be. Like, let's pick one and stay there. I don't think this is the defense that you get very complicated with.
Yeah. And I'm okay with Tim Banks saying that. I'm okay with them going that route until they just can't, you know, going with the route of nobody knows what we're going to do. That's the big X factor is this defense. We don't know how they're going to play. We don't know exactly how they're going to look. We know a few aspects and details about certain positions, but, you know, for the most part, we have no idea, which means opposing coaches have no idea. And that's probably a good thing for Tim Banks, because that's the big question mark. And even on the flip side of what you said of, say, giving up a drive, death by a thousand cuts, a 4 or 5 minute drive where it's bend, 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 and then break, and then a quick three and out and you're back on the field. It works the other way around, because what's the one thing we know about this Tennessee offense under Josh Heupel? It's quick strike. Whether it's bad or good, the drives are not going to last very long. So that could all happen the same way, where this defense gives up a long, drawn out drive, and then Tennessee's offense scores in four plays and the defense is right back out on the field. And it's just a revolving door in a high scoring game, which I think Tennessee's going to get into a lot of this season, like you saw with Ole Miss last year under Lane Kiffin. So I like that from Tim Banks today, offense on defense, because judging by how this Tennessee offense is going to play, I think that Tim Banks will have no choice but to go that route.
My final takeaway, Matthew Butler, defensive lineman, one of the experienced guys on this Tennessee roster, has said very specifically, we have made leaps and bounds since the spring, and we're going to continue to take leaps and bounds. That's a goal of ours, and we're dead set on proving that. Forget talking about it. It's a great mindset, whether or not that's true or not. But Lucas, I think it's an interesting discussion, because with so many new additions since the spring, this will look like a completely different Tennessee football team from the last time we saw a Tennessee football team during the orange and white game. And I'm curious to see how much of Josh Heupel's offense was really on display for that orange and white game as well, because one of the biggest goals of spring games, obviously, is to not show too much of what you do, and to keep things a bit of a surprise for teams in your conference and teams on your schedule. I'm interested to see from these first couple of practices, as we get concrete reports of what this team looks like, just how different they look from the orange and white game the last time we saw them.
Yeah, and Matthew Butler is going to be a leader in that defensive line room and on that defense. He's going to be a critical player for Ronnie Gardner's group and the rest of this Tennessee defense, leading tackler on that defensive line with 43 tackles last season. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, that's one benefit that Tennessee doesn't have that many advantages right now, and that is one of them, and that comes with any new coaching regime, and it applies to both sides of the ball. I mean, the same thing with the offense on defense stuff that Tim Banks was talking about, being multiple, being versatile. We talked about not wanting the offense to know what the defense is about to throw at them. I think that's kind of what he meant with that offense on defense quote. And it's going to be the same thing with Josh Heupel in this offense. So on that end, you wonder how much they'll throw at Bowling Green in that season opener, or at Pitt, which obviously that Pitt game is critical to Tennessee's bowl hopes, or just getting to six games hopes, we'll say, because Heupel said today there's no update on this NCAA investigation. You have no idea what Tennessee's postseason outlook would look like, even if they reach six wins. So that mentality is going to be similar across this football team, and probably a little bit into SEC play as well.
Man, I love that quote from Tennessee defensive coordinator Tim Banks saying, we've got to play offense on defense. That's Tennessee's only chance to get to six wins this year, is if this defense overachieves a little bit, helps out its offense by creating lots of turnovers, and lots of mistakes on the other side of the football, and gives whoever the quarterback is a chance to be successful this season. What is always successful is this podcast and the Zone Podcast Network. You can hear that full conversation with me and Lucas Panzeca right now under the Ultimate Tennessee Podcast on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network. Coming up today at training camp, Titans offensive tackle Kendall Lamb. You'll hear from him right here on the show tomorrow. There's lots to discuss on the Titans practice field. Full pads are on. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the Zone Daily Podcast.